Initial Ministry of Infidels, Building the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, in which the people determined to build, symbolized false religion. It represented a life of unrestrained sins. Their wicked ambitions motivated them to abandon the life of holiness for a sinful way of life, which leads to destruction. They maintain their desires to build their own tower and way to heaven in disobedience and rebellion against the will of God. Those infidels deceived themselves. Genesis 11:4, and they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Initially, God created and mixed all humanity with one blood. The mystery of God is that no race should be superior to another. He integrated all nations and gave them one language. Genesis 11:1, and the whole earth was of one language, and of one speech. There were no divisions among them. They lived in unity in one geographical location. Nimrod, who was the first leader of false religion, sinned, and all nations followed his leadership into apostasy. Genesis 10:8, and Cush begot Nimrod, he began to be a mighty one in the earth. Verse 10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Genesis 11:5-7, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." "Let us go down," was the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are the eternal powers of the Godhead who created humanity and all things that currently exist. Verse 9, "Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." All humanity incensed God, and he confounded their languages. Each race had a different language. All humanity began speaking multiple languages. The Lord confounded their languages because they were working and building their own way and tower to heaven without salvation. The people were not obedient to the commandments of God. The Tower of Babel was in construction for worshipping a false god. They had a false sense of security in false religion. That was the beginning of the building of false churches and false religion. Jesus said, St. John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Apparently, humanity, who rebel against the truth in all times, will not believe in the true God and Jesus Christ. However, there is no other protection for the souls of humanity than obedience to the infallible Word of God in Christ. Solomon wrote, Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it, and is safe." The name of the Lord is Jesus. An impenetrable tower of faith, which evil forces of devils cannot destroy, shields those of us who have devoted our lives to the will of God in Christ. St. Luke 1:26-27, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary." The angel was conspicuously clear with the prophetic message from God. Verse 31, "Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." The angel promised her a miraculous conception without having sex with a man. Verses 34-35, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Infidels rejected God's high standard of holiness. Isaiah proclaimed, Isaiah 35:8, "And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it." Racial hatred initiated among ungodly people who erected their own form of false religion. It was prevalent then as it is today. Obedience to the word of God will resolve that discord. It is the result of rebellion against him. St. Matthew 22:37-39, Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." God spoke to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 6:27, "I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way." According to that scripture, the prophet's spiritual position was standing higher than all the people of God were by comparison. God said that he made him a tower and a fortress. Jeremiah knew and proved the hearts of Israel by God's profound wisdom and knowledge, which he had given to him. He symbolized great ministers who are spiritual high towers. God chose and eminently anointed him. The anointing enabled him to know their manner of life, and to correct God's people and turn them away from false religion. God said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed thee in the belly I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Jeremiah 51:20, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." Verse 23, "I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers." God gave Jeremiah unlimited power in prophetic messages. He was not a literal warrior. However, he was a spiritual fighter with the word of God. He fought against false religion and the ungodly will of the people. He did not attempt to build a false tower to heaven. Categorically, we are all equal in God's sight. Acts 17:24, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth." Verse 26, "hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth." Isaiah 43:9, "let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and shew us former things, let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear, and say, it is truth." That scripture was clear that God took one blood and created all nationalities. Through his divine creation and connection, God mixed all humans with one blood. That is the mystery of God, that no race will be superior to another in his sight, because he is the creator. There is no race that God did not mix. The scriptures defy and denounce racial supremacy. God has no place for hatred of races in his spiritual kingdom. Those who hate God and his creation of humanity agreed with the evil spirit that Nimrod had, to build their own tower to heaven because they are lost in their sins of false religion. Paul was clear and emphatic in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 4:3, "but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." Hebrews 12:14, "holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Divine judgment was against Jericho because of segregation. God promised Israel that they had a right to own property in Jericho. The king of Jericho segregated the city because he did not desire to share their prosperity with Israel as God had promised. Joshua 6:1, "now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel, none went out, and none came in." Verse 17, "and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord." God cursed the city of Jericho with an earthquake. Verse 20, "the wall fell down flat." The Lord and his people conquered and controlled Jericho. Today, we have psychological walls and barriers of discrimination that must be broken down between the races if we are to continue harmoniously as one nation under God. God condemned the ancient city of Meroz because they did not help his people against the mighty king, King Jabin, who oppressed his people for 20 years. Judges 5:1, "then sang Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam on that day, saying," verse 23, "curse ye Meroz, said the angel of the Lord, curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty." Deborah was the judge and prophetess of Israel at that time. On the day of Pentecost, the Lord broke all language barriers by giving Peter the ability to preach the gospel to people of different nationalities. Acts 2:4-6, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse 11, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Paul declared, Ephesians 2:14-15, for he is our peace, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. When Jesus comes down to the earth, he shall gather all nations together. The gathering of all humanity shall be for the purpose of salvation. Saint Matthew 25:32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Prior to the coming of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God will separate saints from sinners, the holy from the unholy, regardless of their race. Sheep symbolizes holy people, and goats symbolize sinners. God places holy people who live godly on his right side. Those who are sinners are on the left, because they refuse to repent of their sins. As a result, their own sins shall condemn them. Jesus will ultimately send them to their final destruction, which is hell, because the devil deceived them. That is a powerful metaphor of the children of God, who lived righteous, and the children of devils, who lived evil. Jesus continues, verses 33-34, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Paul declared, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. God said to Samuel, who was the judge and prophet in his era, 1 Samuel 16:7, For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The Lord proclaimed to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 17:9-10, The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I the Lord search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Jesus said, St. Matthew 15:19-20, For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, these are the things which defile a man. Those who build a tower of false religion are infidels and atheists, and they do not come to a good end. They never finish their works, because the sin of unbelief cuts them off. Jesus explicitly condemned the tower of false religion in a parable. St. Luke 14:28-30, For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Infidels and atheists shall be lost. There is no way that infidels can build their own tower of false religion to go to heaven. The building of the Tower of Babel is a profound example, which reveals the destruction that comes to those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. God confounded them, and they ceased to build. Conclusion: Jesus doomed infidels of all times, because they fought against the truth and perpetuated lies and deception to exalt false religion. Let us scrutinize the words of truth that Jesus taught when he differentiated false prophets from the true. St. Matthew 23:29-36. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets, and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:8, But if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Fathers and mothers who do not take care of the lives of their minor children are also infidels.